Kim, thanks very much. It's Bill Leffin. It's Wendy Snyder. An alarming story, also out of Huffington Post, about the rising suicide rates, the incredible numbers over the last decade and a half. Listen to this number very quickly. This is so frightening. Deaths from suicides have increased 24% in the last 15 years. From 1999 to 2014, suicide rate has increased here in the United States. 24%, this according to the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Anna Almendrala joins us right now. She's the Healthy Living Senior Editor for Huffington Post and one of the writers of the startling article this week. Anna, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Bill and Wendy.
Boy, this is quite an eye-opener, really frightening.
It is a shocking report, and it shows that almost all race and age groups are affected in some way by the rising suicide rates.
And according to this article, suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S., which is just startling news.
Yes, I think that, you know, a lot of people don't know why suicide rates are rising, but what public health officials do know for sure is that suicide can be prevented with mental health treatment and breaking down the barriers that between people and access to that treatment.
Now, not all people with mental illnesses commit suicide. That is a fact, I would imagine. But yeah, we need to talk about it more. I know my kids see therapists. I see a therapist. And I believe that sometimes kids don't bring it up if they're feeling that way. Is there any truth to that?
I'm not sure about what the research says about kids and whether or not they feel like they can access help, but parents, schools, counselors all have an important role to play in letting a child know if they have a safe place to voice their fears or voice their concerns about what they're feeling.
But the stigma is behind it, and according to this article, it's, you know, with the stigma about suicide, sometimes kids or adults don't even want to bring it up. Like, you know, if you go see a therapist, I'd like to know if people say, you know, I really feel like my life isn't important. I'm thinking of committing suicide.
Yeah, I'm not really sure about what...
Because it should be able to be talked about is what I'm saying, is my point. There shouldn't be a stigma about it anymore. We've come a long way. Unfortunately, Robin Williams' death has helped people discuss this more, and it needs to be discussed more and more so there's less and less suicides.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I completely agree with you. Unfortunately, there are certain economic barriers to treatment. There is still stigma according to, you know, certain cultures or certain... ethnic groups might feel different ways about going to therapy or getting mental health treatment. Some people might not want to admit that their children have a problem. They might not want to admit that they themselves have a problem. And this keeps people in silence.
And if it was one specific group, if it was one specific sex or race or age bracket where the increase was so dramatic, I imagine it'd be a lot easier to decipher what exactly is going on. But as you pointed out, this is across the spectrum. This is people of all ages, of all races, of all economic backgrounds. The numbers are just up everywhere.
Yeah, actually, there is one group that has the most high increase, and that is the American Indian Alaska Native group. For both men and women, they have the highest increase over this 15-year period. And although their absolute numbers are small, the increase itself outpaces white men and white women who make up the majority of deaths by suicide.
And there's some alcohol component to that, isn't there?
Well, people have been sounding the alarm about the American Indian and Alaskan Native suicide rates for a while. What's interesting about these numbers in this community particularly is that the suicide rates are concentrated in younger ages, from ages 25 to 44.
Yeah.
And for whites who make up the majority of suicide deaths, those ages are concentrated in middle age. There's a lot of different reasons for why this might be. I wrote another story about the Native American youth suicide rate. There's an element of contagion. If something happens in a small community, suicide is contagious, and it might encourage other people to seek a similar end for themselves. There's also poor health outcomes in those communities, yes, you're right, they are more likely to die of alcohol-related causes. They also have the highest rate of intimate partner violence in the U.S., and AIA and children are at much more risk for abuse and neglect, too.
Anna Almendrala on the line with us, Healthy Living Senior Editor for Huffington Post. When I was growing up and in high school, there were a couple families that suicide happened in their lives. And it was very hush-hush. No one really wanted to reveal it. You'd see the obituary, you'd see a young age, but yet it wouldn't say suicide because that was just something that I believe survivors were feeling bad about, maybe guilty about, maybe feeling they could have helped them. There was a story that was in the Washington Post recently, which I thought was pretty amazing. A University of Wisconsin Superior Associate Professor, Eleni Pinnow, her sister committed suicide, and she didn't know what to do, but she decided to tell the truth in her sister's obituary so that others might choose to live, and mentioned, yes, it was suicide. So I think that's it just shouldn't be a word that we don't discuss.
Yes, I remember that story when it came out. It was groundbreaking, and the heart and the truth that was in that death notice was so profound, and it was hopefully helpful to people out there who were struggling. I think people don't want to acknowledge that their loved ones have committed suicide, perhaps because they fear being blamed, or they fear being accused of missing the signs. That might be a reason why people have not wanted to mention it in the past. But I agree that you're right. There is something changing in that people are being more open about it.
And we see these numbers spiking, and we know it's alarming, but the next step is, what do we do about this?
Well, the first thing is that more research needs to be done about why suicide rates are rising. There's a lot of different speculations out there about what is it about this 15-year period. People have speculated that it might be linked to the recession, it might be linked to the increase in opioid addiction, it could be linked to an increase in divorce, or the sort of certain demographics in the United States are being left behind in terms of education and employment. So all of this sort of creates a swirl of despair around certain groups, but nobody really knows for sure. So for sure, the first thing is that people need to figure out what it is that is causing these suicides.
Sadly, military activity plays into those numbers a little bit too, doesn't it?
Military was not a population that was specifically called out in this report, but yes, they do have higher than normal suicide rates in the general population.
Yeah. And some families, this is sad but true, some families are more predestined to it than others, aren't they?
I guess it depends on whether or not you think mental illness and depression definitely does run the family. But if you get treatment for it, if people are open about it, if people can go to therapy and perhaps even be on medication, there's no reason that people should be thinking about mental illness and suicide as a fate.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a predestined thing. Like, if your mother committed suicide, it should be, you know, let's discuss this, let's talk about it and not brush it under the rug, and maybe you won't get to that terrible spot in your life. You mentioned the recession, and it did seem, I know being in the radio business, news reports really never mentioned anyone's suicide. It was something that wasn't reported. And unfortunately, there seems to have been more since the recession. A lot of business people, you find out, wealthy individuals who all of a sudden lost their job or something. And now there's we're hearing a lot more of murder suicides, too. Does that go hand in hand with this?
Well, I think that nobody really knows for sure why, if the recession is at all linked to these things. But past research on past economic downturns has shown that suicide rates have risen.
And frequently in the news stories, it would be so-and-so recently lost their job, or they were, you know, moved down a ladder in their job position. It seems like that prefaces it a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, as you know, as being in the media, I know that the journalists are not they're hesitant to cover suicide just on its own topic for fear of for fear of creating a contagion. But suicide in and of itself isn't, for a single person, isn't newsworthy, I don't think.
And in putting the story together, what surprised you the most?
Actually, there was one race and sex group that managed to avoid the increase in suicide rates, and that was Black men. There was actually a decrease in suicide of about 8% over the 15-year period, and I think that learning about why this demographic was able to avoid this increase is just as important as learning why everybody else went up.
And you mentioned contagion, which I had never, ever really heard of before. And just something in the news last November or a couple years ago, two Kansas high school friends, they were fellow soccer players, and they committed suicide within 48 hours of each other. One was sad that she lost her friend and kind of walked away from the group as they were mourning and took her own life. I had never heard of the contagion part of suicide before, but that is something that happens.
Yes, it's definitely a documented phenomenon, and it is the reason that we have to be so careful in the media about how we talk about suicide and how we report on it.
And what do you suggest would be helpful if you feel someone is doing it, just to get them to talk to you? I mean, because it seems like a lot of times if somebody's hurting that badly, they don't want to open up to someone.
Well, if somebody that you know needs help, then you can call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Can I say the number?
Absolutely.
1-800-273-8255, so that you can get help or resources for how you can help the person in your life. And you can also call this number if you yourself are struggling.
And that number again,
1-800-273-8255.
And it, better to be safe than sorry, isn't it? I mean, even if you have feelings that I'm not sure if my friend is feeling this way or my father is feeling this way, but I'm feeling uncomfortable about it, it's better to call anyway, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Mental illness can be fatal.
Strong words.
Awful, awful. Anna, you did a great job with the story. I know stories like this are very tough to write, but it really did open a lot of eyes. So thank you very much, and thanks for being here today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for bringing attention to this.
Absolutely. Topic. All right. One of the most startling, the whole story, and you can find it on the Huffington Post, is just it's so hard to read. You read the stats, and the numbers are so disturbing. But one of the most disturbing is how it's gone up in children. The suicide rates have risen in children so dramatically, those aged 10 to 14. It tripled for white girls. This is from the period of 1999 to 2014. It tripled for white girls. It increased 57% for white boys. As she mentioned, the only group that seemed to have gone down was black males. No rhyme or reason for that. But all the other numbers are up in the last 15 years.
And with the young kids, it's a weird situation. Someone in our community committed suicide who was a teenager. And, you know, half of you as a parent doesn't want to bring it up to your kids because you don't want to put ideas into their head. But the other half of you is like, let's talk about this. You know, if you ever have any feelings, you got to talk to me or dad or a friend or a teacher or somebody.
Yeah.
You know, so it's scary that the kids... I mean, it does get better. I know when you're a child or a teenager, especially, those are some awkward times in your life, but yeah. It's fixable.
Right, right. All right, we'll take a quick break. We have a little bit more time before Steve has the Wintrust business launch, so stay here. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.